are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation, Alabama. I love it when I say it, when I mean it. Alabama, beautiful state. And by the way, this show covers like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, listen, I got to tell you who else covers a lot of ground. ZLA Solutions. ZLA Solutions, been with us since the very beginning. ZLA Solutions is doing things for major employer groups all over North Alabama and beyond, really. ZLA Solutions, they can help you with all kinds of stuff to make your business better. Things like your sorting and containment, your quality control, helping you know, with logistics and warehousing. They can certainly do stuff when it comes to staffing. Staffing's their bread and butter, man. They continue to just blow people away by finding the folks they need. If you need one or two people with a hard niche, find hard to find skills, they can get them. But if you need a whole shift of people, listen, they can do that too. They can do all the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, all of it. And I'm just telling you, they're good at what they do. If you want to check them out, ZLAUSA.com is their website. That's ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. Check them out. And by the way, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, listen, we're trying to get Chairman John Wall on the phone. We hope to get him on momentarily. I talked to him earlier. He was confirmed for the 4:30 time frame, but I also know that he was out working on his farm, and in the back acreage, he was having trouble with the signal, so that could be the problem. In the meantime, I'm going to check out some text messages that I'm behind on. Boyd from Joppa, Alabama says, what happened to the primary debate in Alabama? Great question. The potential exists there, Boyd, that it may actually be still on for a fourth debate, which, by the way, I think would be more significant because it would bring it down to the, probably the final four at that point. And I would bet that Trump would participate in that one. We'll see. Right now, it's going to Miami. Daggum. John from Huntsville, Boomer, is mad because we didn't get the stupid story of the week in on the end of Boomer McQueen. But it was because we were substantive, John.
It was a lot of content.
Yes. Substance. Substance, I say. TL from Huntsville says, okay, love the list. Best addition to Love Jesus. Wait a minute. Are Boomer McQueen describing Senator? No, they're not. They're not. No. Well, I don't know. Maybe they are, but I'm not running for president. How about that? I do love Jesus. I'm military. I've run businesses. I like this stuff, but I ain't running. Roger from Madison. Love the show. Will you be attending your 40th high school reunion? You know what? Great question, Roger. Still to be determined, brother, but thank you so much. Brian from Huntsville is the colonel ducking the dippers? I did not duck the dippers. I did not. I am not ducking the dippers. You cannot call me Donald Duck. Badger from Athens, going back to earlier when you were talking about the swirl, he calls it, it's like Neapolitan ice cream. Ah, there's that. Joe from Birmingham says, now I'm questioning the seating arrangement again. Because he's looking back at the fact that DeSantis' wife was sitting right behind Dana Perino. All right, you guys have amazing content. If you still want to tell us who you think the winner or the non-winner was, then you just let us know. In the meantime, we'll keep trying to get Chairman Wall on the phone. I do want to say this. One of the things that's out there that people don't realize is that, when it comes to... Oh, did
no
you just...
Worries. Let me get you on.
Never mind. I will hold this.
Right,
I just set aside a dipper because... Is that Chairman Wall? Glad of it. All right, let me just jump right in then real quick before we run out of time. Alabama Chairman John Wall, Chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, also, by the way, was named recently to oversee part of the Republican National Convention. He's on the committee overseeing that development. It's called the Committee on Arrangements. So he's got a national position right now and getting us ready for the coming season. Bringing him on the show right now, Chairman Wall, how are you doing?
Oh, doing well. It's not bad for the most overworked, underpaid man in the state.
Well, yeah. This is like when I asked my dad one time when he was district governor for Rotary, I said, they don't pay you for all that, right? And he goes, yeah.
Someday I'm going to stop saying yes when people ask me to do stuff. I don't know when, though.
Well, thank you for saying yes to being on the show today. Appreciate you reaching out. So let me dive right in before we lose time. So tell me this, your thoughts last night How was it? How did the candidates do?
You know, I actually thought this debate was very interesting. You know, a little bit different tone than the first debate. I thought the moderators definitely struggled. I was kind of shocked with some of the sound and just the lack of good questions.
Yeah.
Like, for me, it was a little bit disappointing that we're not having more substantive, real policy discussions within the primary. And a lot of that does rest on the network, in this case, Fox Business. But, no, the candidates, you know, I think we saw a little bit of a divide. I actually thought Ron DeSantis did an excellent job of really coming out and being very presidential. You know, kind of talked about a lot of the issues that people are caring about. Talked about his record in Florida. Vivek Ramaswamy, I thought this was a better debate for him. You know, the last debate, a lot of people said he won. I agreed with that, but I felt like he was always also a little disconnected. Where this one, I felt like it was a much better, you know, emotional connection with other people on the stage and the Republican Party in general. So I would say those two guys were probably the, in my opinion, had the best debates.
Well, so do you think we're going to wind up culling the field down a little bit? And by the way, we'll get into whether there's going to be a fourth debate in Alabama in a minute, but there's going to be a debate in Miami now. And are we going to see as many people on the stage?
You know, I think it's going to continue to whittle down. We had one less this time, and I think you're going to have several candidates on the bubble for next debate. You know, definitely Governor of North Dakota. At some point, Chris Christie's going to get in there. You know, as much as I love him, Tim Scott's on the bubble. So I think over the next debate or two, we're going to definitely see less candidates each round. And a lot of that depending on how they did with their latest performance and what those poll numbers look like moving forward.
Well, so at what point do you think Donald Trump takes a stage, or will he?
Well, I mean, let's talk about this for a minute. There's another winner from last night's debate. You know, I didn't see anything there that really aggressively hurt Donald Trump. I know what his polling numbers after the first debate did not come down any, and I think his team is going to just watch that, and probably he will probably not be at a debate unless they feel that it becomes advantageous for him to join. And so far, I've not seen anything that would change their mind.
So you don't think that being called Donald Duck by Chris Christie in some way hurt his polling numbers?
Well, here's the trouble: it's Chris Christie. You see, you know, if it was a different scenario, a different person, but, you know, Chris Christie has to probably be the most unpopular member on that stage, the most unpopular candidate on that stage.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. Time will tell. I think Ron DeSantis probably actually did more damage bringing up his comments on, you know, abortion topics and the sanctity of life.
Well, I would agree with that. I think that DeSantis mastered. You know, some of them look like that when they flipped the script on the moderators that they were literally choosing to ignore a question. Somehow, DeSantis, it looked like, was more able to grab their question and make it his own. And I thought that was the sign of good preparation, but just also having good stage presence. Period.
No, correct. And you know, he felt presidential, where some of the others were so scrappy they really didn't have that. They didn't rise above the fray. And I felt like he was really able to accomplish that but still weigh in on the critical issues.
Well, so I also appreciated, too, the fact that, you know, I think Fox, they struggled with the moderation of the event, but I loved the presence of the event at the Reagan Library. I thought that was masterful. I thought it provided a great physical presence, and it also called up the imagery of a Reagan-esque presidency.
Oh, no doubt. And with the backdrop of the, you know, Air Force One in there, like, yeah. it was an incredible venue visually.
Well, I would hope that we could wind up seeing this whole Biden debacle that we're in driving us to another Reagan style presidency. But all right, well, let me ask you this. Go ahead, John.
Before we go on there, I will say this: no matter who it is, Donald Trump, another candidate. No matter who it is, it will be more Reagan-esque than the Democrats will, because the Democrats are horrible.
Yeah. Goes without saying. You're right. I said earlier I had a show, a guest on the show, a guy named Buzz Patterson. I said, I'm pretty sure my neighbor's house cat could do a better job than what we're seeing right now.
Unfortunately, that is probably true.
So let me ask you this, John. I know that last time you were on the show, it almost felt like it was in the bag, but not quite, that we were going to have a debate at the University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa. And there's still rumor that a possible fourth debate is out there. What are you thinking right now? What are you going to hear?
Well, I can tell you for sure that there will be a fourth debate, and probably a couple more after that. and I wish I could share everything that I know, but right now I can't. But I'm still extremely hopeful, and I think we have a very good chance of still having a debate here in Alabama. It's just a matter of the timing and getting the venue right.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll hold our breath, but we'll also clamor. If we need to clamor at somebody, let us know. Because I got a whole bunch of Right Side Ruffians out there that would rather see it happen in Alabama than somewhere else.
Well, what better state than Alabama? We represent the values, those core Republican values, better than anybody.
That's exactly right. All right. Hey, listen, we got a couple minutes left here. I got to ask you. I got you on the line, so I'm just going to go ahead and ask you about the redistricting. I'm switching gears a little bit on you, but so we just got, beat up by the special master turning out three maps, all of which sort of changed the entire lay of the land, to include taking two of our incumbent congressmen down in the lower part of Alabama and drawing them into the same district. Your thoughts on this, and are we going to wind up having to see those two incumbents go head-to-head?
Well, I think that is one reason why I was have been so vocal about the redistricting process, because this is exactly what I was worried this lower court would impose upon the state of Alabama. And there's really three things that I kind of highlight as I'm talking about the concern here. The first is the Constitution is very clear that the entity that should be redrawing district maps are the elected officials, the elected representatives of the people of that state, our state legislature, not a federal court, let's be clear. The second thing is, who knows better our community and our state than our elected officials? They know that way better than a federal court. And this is a good example of that. We need to be thinking about communities of interest. We need to be thinking about the compactness of districts, where it looked like the lower court only looked at race.
Yep.
And that's my third problem. They are literally requiring us to do exactly what the Civil Rights Act said we shouldn't do, which is look at people based on the color of their skin. And instead, we should look at everyone equally as a child of God.
Well, I totally agree. And even so much so that the special master, Richard Allen, who I know Richard Allen, I've always liked him, but Richard Allen came back in his report with those three maps he drew, and he had what he called, not productivity, but basically performance evaluations. And he basically said, we ran the numbers, and looky here, the black candidate is expected to win 16 out of 17 times, which tells me that he was grading it on a demographic basis. It was not an opportunity zone. It was hey, we're going to give you a win zone. That's not the way it's supposed to be.
Well, and here's something that's even more troubling. It wasn't necessarily a black candidate. It was a preferred candidate of African-Americans, which is code word for a Democrat.
Yeah.
The sickest part of all this is the actual attempt by some of the plaintiffs and by some of the Democrats out there is not to create a second minority district. They don't care about a second minority district. They want a second Democrat district.
Yeah.
And that's the real agenda that no one's talking about.
Well, I totally agree, and it's going to be a nut roll. And I know we're going to have to wait and see for sure what Congressman Barry Moore and Congressman Jerry Carl both agree to do in terms of their run. But both of them had already intended to run for re-election in their own districts. Now they may have to run against each other in a primary. It's going to be interesting.
It is going to be very interesting. I expect to know a lot more after this, after the lower court actually picks out which of these three maps they're going to move forward with here next week.
Well, and that's the thing. I didn't know they were going to draw three maps and then have to tarry a few extra days while they chose one of the, unsatisfactory maps. But listen, Chairman Wall, we're up against a hard break time I got to go take, but we appreciate you making a few minutes for us.
Oh, it's always good to be on the show.
Thanks, man. Have a great day. All right, that's Chairman John Wall, Alabama Republican Party, talking about the debates, talking about redistricting. And listen, it's interesting to me that Alabama's chairman is actually sitting on the National Committee to prepare for the National Convention. That's good doings. All right, hey, listen, we're going to come right back. We are taking the last break of the day. It's almost go-home time. Y'all get ready. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back.